You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Paul Giacopelli, an anesthesiologist at a New York hospital, hires a nanny to watch his children while he works overnight shifts. One night, the 25-year-old nanny briefly wakes up with a rag over her nose and mouth before blacking out. She hides a camera in the living room near the couch where she sleeps. The video catches Giacopelli himself holding a cloth over her nose and mouth, then groping her while she's unconscious.
Nancy, Giacopelli discussed having a, quote, chloroform fetish with colleagues at work and told one friend that his nanny was a perfect target because she is a heavy sleeper. The nanny hid the camera behind a dehumidifier for the children's turtle tank. Based on her statements, prosecutors believe Giacopelli abused the 25-year-old four times.
Paul Giacopelli, 60, pleads guilty to sex abuse and assault. Grace Sharp notices her neighbor hosting her young son's birthday party and steps out into her backyard to greet them while completely nude. Sharp walks up to the chain link fence separating the two yards as her neighbor shoos the children inside. When the neighbor points out Sharp is naked, she responds, "I know, it's hot out here." Cops are called. Grace Sharp, 56, charged with indecent exposure and ruining a kid's birthday party. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin with a significant development in a decades-old cold case as authorities arrest a 63-year-old man in connection with the 2000 murder of a Northwest Georgia woman. Let's get right to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online for details.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation and the Walker County Sheriff's Office have announced the arrest of Clarence D. George, who now faces charges of murder and aggravated assault in the death of Julie Ann McDonald. McDonald, a respected pharmacist, was discovered brutally stabbed in her Lafayette, Georgia home in June 2000. The town, located approximately 25 miles south of Chattanooga, was shaken by the crime, which remained unsolved for over two decades. During a press conference, law enforcement officials credited advancements in crime lab technology combined with persistent investigative efforts for leading them to George. Walker County Sheriff Steve Wilson confirmed that George was apprehended in Birmingham, Alabama. He's currently being held in the Jefferson County Jail, awaiting extradition to Georgia.
This arrest marks a critical step forward in a case that has haunted the Lafayette community for years. Now to a major development in a decades-old cold case out of Southern California. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Authorities have now confirmed that the 1986 murder of 19-year-old Kathy Small has been linked to a notorious serial killer already on death row. William Suff, known infamously as the Riverside Prostitute Killer, has now been connected to Small's killing through DNA evidence. This according to Los Angeles County Sheriff's Lieutenant Patricia Thomas. Suff, a convicted murderer, was sentenced to death in 1995 for the brutal killings of 12 women in Riverside County between 1989 and 1991. His violent history, however, stretches back much further. In 1974, he was convicted for the death of his two-month-old daughter in Texas and was sentenced to 70 years in prison. Yet, despite the severity of that crime, Suff was paroled in 1984 and relocated to California. Kathy Small's body was discovered on February 22, 1986, in the early morning hours on a street in South Pasadena, a quiet suburb of Los Angeles. The young woman, dressed only in a nightgown, had been stabbed and strangled. For years, she remained unidentified, a Jane Doe, until a resident from Lake Elsinore came forward, suspecting that the victim might be a local woman he had known. He recounted that Small had mentioned a man named Bill was going to pay her $50 to drive with him to Los Angeles the night before she was found dead. Despite this lead, the case went cold with no arrests made. That changed in 2019 when an LA County medical examiner's investigator responding to the natural death of a man in South Pasadena discovered a newspaper article in the deceased's home. The article detailed the identification of Kathy Small as the victim in the 1986 case. This discovery prompted detectives to re-examine the evidence, which had never been tested for DNA. New forensic analysis provided a breakthrough, matching the DNA from Small's case to William Suth. Though another unidentified male's DNA was also found, the man who was discovered dead in 2019 was not linked to the crime. In 2022, detectives conducted a two-day interview with Suth at a Los Angeles County jail. Given his prior convictions and existing death sentence, authorities do not anticipate pursuing additional charges against Suth for Kathy Small's murder.
It's important to note that California has had a moratorium on the death penalty since 2019.
Thanks, John. Mason Smith, youngest of six, moves with his family to St. George, Utah from Canada just before his senior year of high school. As a punishment for staying up too late, Mason's dad, Darren, takes away his electronics for a few days. The next morning, Darren wakes Mason for school. Mason leaves 7:45 a.m. to walk to Desert Hills High. When he doesn't come home as expected, his parents learn the 17-year-old never arrived at school. Mason didn't have his phone or a laptop and left behind his wallet. He did not take extra clothing or money. A few days into the search, his parents discover he left a note, indicating he intended to harm himself. Several people report seeing Mason, but the sightings are never confirmed. Mason, 17, 6'4", 200 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes, speech impediment, bites fingernails to the quick. If you have info on Mason Smith, now missing 9 years, call St. George, Utah PD, 435-627-4300. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.